More than 3 years after her 2-year-old son was found dead in her River Heights apartment, Heidi Rettke has not been sentenced. When she was taken into custody, Rettke told officers she had suffocated her son by holding her hand over his mouth and nose. Throughout her case, Rettke's mental health, both current and at the time of the incident, have presented major questions. During one evaluation before she was found competent, she said she had information about Palestine and asked that the FBI be called. It took over 2 years of treatment at the state hospital to restore her to competency. When she appeared in court on Monday, Rettke pleaded guilty but mentally ill to the charge of child abuse homicide, a second-degree felony. On Monday during the plea hearing, Rettke asked to make a call to an Air Force base, saying, quote, it could make the whole situation kind of different. Judge Thomas Wilmore told her that she could not. Rettke claimed that she was never returned to the Utah State Hospital, as Judge Wilmore had ordered at her last court appearance. Instead, she spent the week at the Cache County Jail. Lieutenant Doyle Peck of the Cache County Jail Division says he never received an order to transfer her to the hospital.
As far as I'm aware, we did not receive a transportation order to take her back. We were told to actually keep her in our facility until yesterday's hearing.
Rettke also claimed there were no nurses at the Cache County Jail and that her medicine had been instead administered by deputies. She listed the names of several nurses and said that they had quit or retired. She claimed that at times, the deputies had gotten her medication wrong. When Judge Wilmore asked how they were wrong or if any of her medications weren't being provided, Rettke didn't know, saying, I'm on so many, Your Honor. Lieutenant Peck said that while there are nurses at the Cache County Jail, there's currently a nursing staff shortage that they're working to manage. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Catherine Taylor.